Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Good Nights Sleep Project podcast. If you have a sleep problem, insomnia, waking up multiple times at night, snoring, and having to sleep in the other room, sleep apnea, waking up foggy, tired, exhausted, restless leg syndrome, neck, shoulder, back pain, and more, then this podcast may provide answers for these problems. Although it's not medical advice, it's a summary of my learnings on having sleep problems for 20 plus years and my discussions with hundreds of sleep practitioners, apnea specialists, snoring specialists, narcolepsy specialists, and more. I hope that if you do have a sleep problem and that's what's caused you to listen to this podcast, that you'll find the beginnings of an answer or perhaps the whole answer by listening. Tune in, but I want you to know again that this is not medical advice, this is not tax advice, this is not financial advice, this is not psychological advice. It's purely information. What you do with it is up to you and your responsibility. But again, our goal here at the Good Night Sleep Project is to at least give you the help you need to have a great night's sleep, 7 nights a week, if possible, every night of your life. Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with Good Night Sleep Project podcast. This one is about stuffy nose. I'm doing this podcast with a stuffy nose. I don't know if you can hear it. Why am I doing it? If you're aware, I probably don't need to tell you. If your nose is stuffed up and you're trying to sleep, it could be a nightmare. Your throat will dry out. You'll have to drink water 100 times. It leads to apnea and snoring like crazy. It makes it very difficult, really, really disruptive. It's a very difficult thing to figure out and fix. I'm going to give you on this podcast a couple of ways I've found to help with a stuffy nose. Because, again, it's such a critical thing that most people say, oh, just clear your nose, you'll be fine. Well, not so easy. So that's why I want to talk about it. And I'm going to give you a few ways to help yourself clear your nose before bedtime. Because if you walk around with a stuffy nose during the day, that's one thing. But if you try to sleep with one, you're in for a horrible night, as you know. So here's what I found. Your nose acts as a backup for your breathing. Most people, ideally, should breathe through their nose at all times, and especially when they're sleeping. If your nose is stuffed up, good luck with that. You can't. You simply can't. You have to breathe through your mouth. What happens there is your mouth will tend to dry out unless you have a lot of strong humidifiers going in the room. When it dries out, your body will wake you up because of your dry mouth and you'll want to drink water. So one thing to have at the ready if your diseases are changing or you may have the allergy problem is to have a glass of water by the bed. And you'll hear me, like I said, sniffing and trying to clear my nose as I talk. Sorry, but it's just the reality of it today. So I figured it'd be more realistic if you're hearing had a clear stuffy nose from someone with a stuffy nose, right? So one thing is water by the bed. If it gets real bad, I put water in a water bottle and I put it in the bed with me. Once you get used to it, what the benefit of that is you don't have to turn over and grab the water off the desk or the table and risk pouring it on yourself. You're able to, to get that water faster. Maybe you shave off a few seconds to wake up. So if you're waking up 20 times a night with a stuffy nose, and each time you're awake for 5 seconds, you can cut that down to 2 seconds, your sleep will be dramatically better or not nearly as horrible. It makes a huge difference. So like I said in another podcast, you want to reduce the times that you're awake, literally second by second if possible, and that will help you. Another problem with stuffy nose is that you'll have to go to the bathroom more. You'll dry out. You'll, for some reason, it paradoxically seems to activate your kidney and your body will clear more water out of it than it normally would. It'll make you go to the bathroom. So that'll further disrupt you. So you'll find yourself going to the bathroom with a dry mouth and a stuffy nose. Terrible. One thing I've found that can help instead of panacea is to take Benadryl. For some reason, I don't get anybody from Benadryl for saying this. Only take it again if it's not going to jeopardize you medically. Read the box. It's over the counter. Benadryl can definitely help clear your stuffiness. Not 100%, but enough that if one nostril is open, or at least partially open, not completely blocked, that will definitely. So that's another technique. Another is to wash your pillowcase and blanket. Wash them if you need to every 2 or 3 nights. You want to keep them clean. Your face is laying on your pillowcase, laying on your blankets, if there's a lot of dust and stuff built up there, a lot of allergens trapped in there, it's right by your air passages, make you a lot more inflamed, destroy your, so make sure you wash them. Do not use scented detergent. Do not use stuff with fragrance. It's fragrance. Yes, it's more expensive. I don't care. Sleep well. You got to do whatever you got to do. So I would use fragrance-free, dye-free detergent, the organic stuff. Yes, it costs more, but it's worth it in those allergens. So that's another way to do it. Another way is open the window. Don't keep it closed. It's closed front on end.
allergens, dust, pollen, all that stuff will build up in there. The air quality will be bad. I've had it where I've come home, but all of a sudden my allergy's fine. I'm sure a lot of people experience this. They go to lay down, all of a sudden, boom, the allergy's, damn it. So you want to air out that room as well. So these are some of the tips that will help you. There's always the traditional sniffing salt water, which does help. Using a neti pot. Sometimes that works for a few minutes. Sometimes it works for quite a long time. But that also, you could use antihistamine or other decongestants. You know, you don't want to rely on them in a pinch. If you have to use them though, because one night of horrible sleep or multiple nights taking a little bit of allergy medication, definitely worth the risk, the trade-off, in my opinion, just pure pee. Another thing I found that probably was the biggest modulator of stuffy nose versus not is diet. No one wants to hear that, believe me. But if you're in a season where your nose is stuffed up every day, cut out dairy during that season completely. No ice cream, no milk in your coffee, none of that stuff. You have to use half and half or heavy whipping cream that has less milk protein and stuff in it. That will help you, but definitely try to cut out dairy completely. That will definitely help you. It helped my allergies and my sinuses tremendously. It reduced my allergies, I would say, probably about 90% throughout the year. I used to get stuffy noses for months, bloody nose for months, so I would never be wanted. But when I changed my diet, I got rid of it, cleared up. Yes, I do have them. They're nothing. Maybe probably more tips on how to help. You may not really, but I think about compromise. Of course, I think this I thought of this helps you with stuffy nose. Awful. You need help. You have questions in the project. We have custom, and again, for et cetera, comments on the podcast.
Hello, this is Richard Jacobs with the Good Nights Sleep Project podcast. If you have a sleep problem, insomnia, waking up multiple times at night, snoring, and having to sleep in the other room, sleep apnea, waking up foggy, tired, exhausted, restless leg syndrome, neck, shoulder, back pain, and more, then this podcast may provide answers for these problems. Although it's not medical advice, it's a summary of my learnings on having sleep problems for 20 plus years and my discussions with hundreds of sleep practitioners, apnea specialists, snoring specialists, narcolepsy specialists, and more. I hope that if you do have a sleep problem and that's what's caused you to listen to this podcast, that you'll find the beginnings of an answer or perhaps the whole answer by listening. Tune in, but I want you to know again that this is not medical advice, this is not tax advice, this is not financial advice, this is not psychological advice. It's purely information. What you do with it is up to you and your responsibility. But again, our goal here at the Good Night Sleep Project is to at least give you the help you need to have a great night's sleep 7 nights a week, if possible, every night of your life.